Right now, it's time to talk local law enforcement review. A recent article in the Press Democrat discussed an audit conducted by Iolero that reached some conclusions that we would like to discuss. Joining us now, the director of Iolero, the Independent Office of Law Enforcement. Oh, I'm going to mess up that acronym. He can tell us what it stands for, John Alden. John, thanks for joining us on the drive.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the time. You know, it is a tough name. I got to give you credit for a strong effort there.
Thank you. So Iolero stands for?
The Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach.
All right. I got most of it, so I did my best. John, an audit recently became public through the Press Democrat of four incidents that your office had reviewed. Before we get to those specifics, let's talk about what Iolero's function is for folks who may not be familiar with it.
Sure. Iolero is an auditor. So we are auditing or reviewing work that's done at the sheriff's office. When people have complaints or concerns about things that the sheriff's deputies might have done out in the field or in the jail, they can make those complaints to Iolero or to the sheriff's office. And for most of those complaints, we double check the work and let the sheriff and the public know if we think the work was done well, if we agree with the conclusions. And just recently, in the last few years, we also have been able to make recommendations about what discipline we think should be imposed on a deputy, if any.
And in this case, at least in one of these incidents, you do recommend that a sheriff's deputy be terminated, correct?
That's right. We released an annual report a few months ago. We've been doing that for many years since we started in 2016. And this report was a little different than some others because back in 2020, the voters gave us some expanded powers at Iolero and also some increased funding. One of the new powers was to weigh in on whether we thought the discipline imposed in a given case was correct or not. So this case that you're asking about is one where we agreed with the sheriff that a deputy had used excessive force, but the sheriff and our office disagreed about how much discipline should be imposed.
And so what becomes of that disagreement? Anything?
Well, in this particular case, all that comes of it is that the public's aware that there was a disagreement there, and it gives the sheriff's office an opportunity to think a little bit more about how they might do disciplinary decisions in the future. And I say that because this case happened a little while ago. And if you'll bear with me for just a moment, I'll just mention that the events in this case happened back in the later part of 2020. And then the case got sent over to Iolero, my office, in the fall of 2021. And so all that happened under a previous Iolero director before I came on and a different sheriff before our current sheriff came on. And it just happens to be getting publicized now because the law has changed such that it allows us to make these kinds of cases public. Didn't used to.
Right.
So for me, as a new director and the sheriff, as a new sheriff, this is food for thought for the two of us as we think about how to do our jobs together.
All right. Fair enough. Talk about the auditing process so that our listeners have a better sense of just what it is Iolero does.
Sure. So sometimes people make complaints directly to us, in which case we give them to the Internal Affairs Division of the Sheriff's Office, or people make complaints directly to Internal Affairs. Either way, there are sergeants, so those are fairly experienced deputies over at the sheriff's office who investigate those cases. It's a personnel investigation. It's kind of like if you or I got in trouble at work and our bosses were looking into what we were doing. It's the same kind of case. It's not a criminal case necessarily, but a double check by the employer to see if the employee, the sheriff's deputy, was doing right or wrong. The Internal Affairs Division leads those investigations. Generally speaking, Iolero then double checks the work after. We have a team of attorneys who have experience in this field, and they take a look at the interviews that were conducted and the video of any events that might have happened and the like, and see if we think the investigation was thorough first. And then second, we check to see if we think the conclusion was correct. Moving forward, in the next year or so, there are a small number of cases that we'll be able to investigate directly by actually interviewing people ourselves. But up until now, that process I just described is what we've been using at Iolero since about 2016.
Now, the Press Democrat article mentions backlogs, that there have been a backlog of cases that have made it difficult for you to handle these on a timely basis. Is that backlog been worked out?
It sure has. And I'm really thankful to the people of Sonoma County in that regard, because their decision to pass a ballot measure back in 2020 called Measure P, as in Paul, created dedicated funding for ILARO at a level that allows us to keep up with the cases that are coming in. Back from 2016 through about 2020 or so, we just didn't have enough staff to keep up with the flow of cases we got. Since then, since the passage of Measure P, we do have that funding, so we've been able to have enough auditors on board to catch up. And just in the last 6-8 months, we've actually been keeping up with audits as they come in the door for the first time since the office was founded. And again, that's all due to the voters and their decision to pass Measure P. I'm really thankful to them.
Excellent, and we appreciate that. How would you characterize ILARO's relationship with the sheriff's office now?
Right now, I think we have a solid conversation going on with the sheriff's office, which is, I think, exactly where we should be. Our current sheriff, Eddie Engram, has been very forthcoming with us about, you know, what he thinks about cases and making sure that he and his team get us the information we need on some of these cases. We've also been having conversations about how we do the job and how we can do it better, both of us, both at ILARO and the sheriff's office in the future. And I've really been impressed with his willingness to not just to talk to us, but to talk to the community generally, even people who might not have supported him when he ran for sheriff. So I think we're having a really strong conversation, and I'm really looking forward to seeing us use that as a way to create some positive progress for it at the sheriff's office over the next year.
All right. Good to hear. We appreciate the update. Director John Alden from the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, thank you for joining us on The Drive.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We hope to have you back.